This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Time means everything in this game. Good morning, people. If you're wondering what the hell was going on there, that was an intro to Donald Trump's inauguration day.
It is. Welcome to welcome to Murphy's Law. Can we go back and do it again? Do you think anyone's listening?
No, no one cares.
That didn't work. Anyway, good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, people. Good morning, Anna Murphy. Good morning, Tim.
I sort of got vetoed. Good morning, Tim. That was amazing.
Really?
I got vetoed.
Oh, we can
keep
playing that, actually. Can you get that there?
Oh, God, make up your mind.
No, I like that.
I know there's words and things.
Oh, is there? I don't want to hear that.
Oh, no, we don't.
Anyway, it is the big day. Well, it's sort of, if they were in Australia, it would be today. It's tomorrow, but then it's our tomorrow when it happens.
Right.
Does that make sense?
I just need to shake all that off.
Does that make sense?
Good morning,
anyway,
Joysters. Good morning, Melbourne. We are here again with a seamless intro this morning, and it is Inauguration Day in America.
Can I just put up my hand and just say, for a start, it is about 4,000 degrees in this studio this morning. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are sweating out of our eyeballs.
Yeah, like when we walked in here at 5 o'clock this morning, I could not, like I was gasping for air. It's so hot in the studio.
We sound like we've gone a bit loopy. Like, seriously, this is out of control.
But do you know what? If anyone out there has a pedestal fan that they're not using, could they bring it into the studio ASAP?
Just blow on us, please.
This is just crazy.
Crazy times. Hey, listen, we've got a big morning of stuff coming up.
We have indeed.
Do you know, Anna Murphy, first thing this morning after 7 o'clock, we've got acting superintendent coming in. Not to pull us up on our bad behaviour at Midsummer.
Oh. No, I had no bad behaviour at Midsummer.
Oh, dear.
No,
really?
Except that I went to the gentlemen's toilets because it was easier than the girls. Oh, my God. The queue was ridiculous.
Anyway, Darren Cooper's coming in to talk about the big match, which is on coming up real
soon.
Victorian Pride football match.
And Dean Murphy got most upset.
The 22nd of Jan.
Most upset that we're calling it football, not soccer.
Oh, well.
Oh, come into 2017, doll.
Oh, well. You know.
Come on.
Anyway, apart from that, we've got some really good stuff coming out. Oh, we've got a special guest coming in after 8 o'clock this morning.
We certainly do.
Oh, she's topical.
She is indeed.
Oh, she's lovely.
I would like to hear from any Joysters out there, because I think we sort of take it for granted, and we shouldn't, because I've been proved very wrong lately. We sort of take it for granted that most of the people that we know or that listen to the show are probably anti-Trump. I would like to listen to or hear from anyone who's really excited
today. That's pretty good, because we don't hear it. Like, we've had a lot of negative
people. That's right.
Not.
If you're thinking this is the best thing since sliced bread, could you shoot us a message?
Yeah, send it through 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au. There's going to be a lot of Donald Trump talk this morning. We have to. I mean, it is the first day for him tomorrow, but if he was here, it would be today.
Well, that's right. Actually had the first message through, and I'm sorry, but I got vetoed on this decision, and that's why we had Darth Vader's music playing. It says, morning, Rat Bags and Tim. Happy Friday. Can you please play It's the End of the World as We Know It as a tribute to Donald Trump's inauguration?
Well, that was your plan. But we sort of
it was my plan, but you said after 7:30, and we might get that on today. Just
we can do that. Lots more coming up right now. This is, I think it's Jason Derulo.
No.
Who is it?
No, we've got Bob Sinclair and Love Generation.
Oh, yes,
even
we
better.
Do.
Even better. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning on your Friday. Good morning, peeps.
Good morning,
Anna Murphy.
Everybody.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Oh, that
good
was better,
choices.
Wasn't it? We just thought we'd do the whole break again, because that was a terrible way to start. But we are sweating out of bits and pieces of our bodies that we never thought we had.
My palms feel like they're on fire.
We haven't even got a window we can open here in the studio. It is out of control.
Do you know
it is
what?
Hot.
I think it's the first sign.
Is it?
It is. The music
fire
says it all.
And fire global, and brimstone.
This is global warming. Donald Trump doesn't believe in it. Oh. We're all going to burn in a studio.
We have got a massive show lined up for you this morning, people. If you didn't hear before, we've got a special guest after 8 o'clock. We've got the guys from the Rovers and the Vic Police who are playing a big footy match this weekend.
I think they've just arrived, so we'll be speaking to them in a little bit.
I hope they're hot footy players. Do you reckon they've got places?
Are they the footy players that are coming in? Let's just anyway.
We've got lots of talk and topics and stuff to get through, but we are searching this morning for people who, because we've heard a lot of negative about Donald Trump, and there's a lot of anti-Trump people.
Yeah, and look, we're hand on heart.
Anti-Trump. I'm anti-Trump.
And this is not a forum for. We're not going to ridicule you.
No. Yeah. Oh, well, maybe.
This is an open forum. I just want to hear.
Yeah, I want to hear
how you're feeling. If you're happy about it. Let us
clap
know.
Your hands.
Let us and know. Tell
one
us
of,
why.
One of my besties is an American, and she's thrilled.
Yep.
She's thrilled.
They're all stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah, let
half
us know.
Of them love it.
0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. We've got some awesome music coming up this morning. Right now, this is Jason Derulo on Joy. Hannah Murphy, I've got a story for you. A woman has revealed in detail what it is like to sleep with a male sex doll.
A padding on what?
Sex columnist Carly Scortino, 31, gave her review of her 20-minute session with Gabriel.
A what?
As she tested the doll's skills for a documentary about male sex dolls.
A male sex doll.
The experiment aimed to test the notion that only men could have intercourse with sex dolls because women were taught to need an emotional attachment. Oh. The 5'9" silicon doll. See, you all of a sudden you're turned off by that. It's too short. 5'9" for you. Gabriel, the doll?
Well.
No. No.
I've had to rethink the height thing.
Oh, really?
Over the years.
Oh. Anyway, here's
what... You can't be too specific, I've found. Because when Cupid's little arrow hits you sometimes, you might need to look past some of your stringent criteria that you've had for 40-odd years.
Anyway, Gabriel costs about...
the reins a little.
Gabriel costs about £5,000. Well, that's about 10 grand, isn't it?
Ooh. It's a lot of money for
a
doll.
Wow, but hang on a sec. Hey. Each doll can be customised. The penis can come flaccid or erect options.
What's the point of having it in a flaccid option?
I know, that's what I thought as well. That was the first thing I went. It was like, come on. Wakey, wakey.
Well, you can't just wake it up the doll.
Anyway, tests being conducted to make...
They're trying to go.
They are doing tests and a movie. Trying to make...
Isn't this just a replacement dildo?
Well, yes, with a big extra bit attached to it.
No, but they're saying that women can't use that.
You can't hug a dildo, can you?
Well, no.
Depends how big it is.
But you can hug Gabriel.
No, but the thing is, I don't like... Who's the first... But I want to go back to the original statement that said women can't do this because there's no emotional attachment. Hello? French ticklers, anyone?
Purple people eater. They're trying to develop it so the penis can actually be warmer too, because sometimes
you don't want it cold.
Your doll turns up a little cold, like dead almost. But Katie, Carly,
creepy.
The columnist, she has described it. She says it's great. It feels very lifelike with real pubic hair and a hard inside and a soft outer layer.
I think I just threw up a little bit.
And she was actually filmed kissing the doll in underwear and then having intercourse with it, because that was part of the documentary.
How much was she paid for this?
And she said it feels like a real person, except I'm in control. So she's in control of the whole situation. Well, Gabriel's not in control, is he?
God, poor Gabriel. Feel sorry for the doll.
Anyway, they've saying the leading experts were calling for robots. These robots would be put in care homes for the elderly to cure loneliness. Can't you imagine that?
Oh, God.
Now, that's the last thing you want to do is, what do we get Nana for Christmas?
And then you rock up to see Nana, and she's in the home, and she's sitting up there playing cards with her naked Gabriel sitting up tucked up next to her.
Flaccid penis.
I think Nana would have an erect one.
Well, joining me now in the Joy Studios is someone who within hours will be the First Lady of America, Melania Trump. Good morning.
Dobro jutro. Oh, that's good morning, Slovenian style. Good morning to the voice of the gays. Very privileged I am to be in your patch of pansy.
Mrs. Trump, it's been a rocky couple of weeks leading up to today's inauguration. How are you coping?
Oh, Dean, when rich and the famous live in the high towers, the stench of the people reach the nostril, not.
Okay, so you haven't felt any pressure?
Only from Xing Tao, massage Chinese man. He acupuncture like, how you say, mofo.
So how is Donald handling the negative feedback?
Negative?
Yes, some are saying it's the worst transition into the White House from any president-elect in history.
Dean, like the Rolex on the wrist from the shonky man in the Bali. This is fake news. From reporters doing the hating on Donald.
What about the reports that Mr. Trump hasn't been able to secure an A-list celebrity for the inauguration event?
Oh, when your star is bright, shine like the Donald. Many of celebrity fear him, no? Want to be him. Want to worship him. Want to get so close to him they can smell the scent of victory.
But no one has said they'll actually perform at all.
Georgie the Michael did.
No, he didn't.
Well, the Purple Prince did.
No, he didn't.
Debbie Reynolds.
Melania.
Well, Rolf the Harris, wobbling his board, has took the booking for second term inauguration.
Second term? That's a bit presumptuous.
Oh. That's what the crooked Hillary said. Hail Donald, ruler of Twitter and CEO of the world.
Well, thank you, Melania. That's about all we have time for this morning.
Why, thank you for the gayness that oozes from the mouth of yours. Spread butterflies with your flappy hands. Bye for the good.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.